Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the grace of God. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, if you would look with me to the book of Psalm and chapter 62 again. Chapter 62 of Psalms. Not done with this psalm yet. It's a psalm we preached on last week. And I believe that God has more for us from this psalm here this morning. And so, if you would, Psalm chapter 62, we're going to be reading verse 5 down to verse 8. Go ahead and stand with me to this morning, and we'll read the Word of God together. Psalm of David. The Bible says in verse 5 of chapter 62, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you once again, we thank you, Lord God, for what we've already experienced as being in this place. Nothing any more important than your presence. Thank you for that. Now, Father, as we have opened up your holy word and we've read this passage of scripture, I know that you have much in this for us today, and so I pray that you would help us all to have an open heart and mind to receive it. I pray that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Last week we preached on "My expectation is from God." My expectation is from God. David's expectations were focused on God first and then himself. Both based upon what God expected of David and then what God wanted David to expect from him. Expectations is something that we are to live with. But as we understand these two things, we preached on this last week, God does not expect from us more than what we can give. But He is God, and He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what we can give, and He expects that from us. We ought to have an expectation of ourselves to live as God would have us to live. And then, of course, He has revealed to us what we can expect from Him. And as God reveals what we can expect from Him and has made promises to that extent, we need to live with those expectations of God fulfilling His promises. And David reveals several of those that as he looked to God, he could expect this from God, for he says, "He only is my rock." God can be our rock, my salvation, my defense. "In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." And so he lists those things which we can and ought to live expecting of God. Today, as I said earlier, there's just more here than what we've been able to preach on in just one message. I think that God would have us to stay here. And today it's going to be the message found in verse 8 when it says, "Trust in Him at all times." Along with expectations, we need to trust in Him at all times. No exceptions. This includes 2021. You know, there's a great fear that 2021 will be a repeat of 2020. Can I tell you, as we look to God, trust in Him, the expectations that we are to live by, we ought to expect to be able to look forward with anticipation of what God will do in 2021. Because we're still here. If we're still here, then God still has purpose for His church. Probably more important today than what it was even in 2020. Philippians in chapter 3, along with God's expectations are His promises. We are to expect them and then trust in God at all times as we look for His expectations and live accordingly. In the book of Philippians in chapter 3 and verse 13, Paul would write, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." I love that. You can boil it all down to one major thing. Stay focused on that. "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." What great counsel. We ought to expect to be able to put the things we can't control. You can't control the past. We can learn from the past. And we ought to learn from the past. But we can't control the past. We can't change the past. And so Paul says, as he's being inspired by the Spirit of God for us to read and study and be helped by, forgetting those things which are behind. Stop focusing on the past. We cannot allow the past to control the future. God would not have us to allow 2020 to control 2021. Because he said, and this is what God would expect of us and what we can expect from God to help us with, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Things that we can still do something about. And he says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Because of knowing God and knowing God's promises and knowing God's word, I know that God had a plan for 2020. In the overall scheme of things, God had a plan. And I believe that God accomplished His plan. As I look back over 2020, yeah, there's a lot of things that we are still trying to figure out and trying to understand what happened. How has that impacted the United States of America? How has it impacted the church? How has that impacted my life? How has it impacted your life? How has it impacted the world? It has. But that was God's plan. We need to learn from it. Now, what is it that I am to learn from it? That's between you and God. But I guarantee you there was a lot there to learn from. There's a lot there to maybe look back on and realize I didn't appreciate what I had until I lost it. The church has much to learn from what happened in 2020. Learn from it. And then put it behind and embrace 2021. As we embrace it, that means I'm pressing forward. And as I'm pressing forward, I am doing what David wrote in the Psalms for us to do, is have our expectations, but trust in Him at all times. Trust in Him at all times. Can I tell you that we can be better prepared because of 2020? If we will learn what God has for us to learn from the past. You see, as I look here, I press toward the mark. The mark is the finish line. We've not finished. Now, there might be a finish for the church in 2021. That would not surprise me at all. But that's the mark. The prize is heaven after accomplishing God's will for my life here. So I press toward that mark, the finish line, for the prize of the heaven or the glory of God because of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He has a purpose. He had a purpose for 2020. It's going to impact different people in different ways. It's going to impact different churches in different ways. It's going to impact, and it has impacted, the world in different ways. But in all of it, God accomplished what God wanted to accomplish. Don't be blind to what we have learned for the race in 2021. The mark. I know one thing. We all are 1 year closer. And that, for most of us, would say, hallelujah. Got that one behind. 1 year closer to the mark and also to the prize. There is a mark. And with that mark, there is a prize. And that's my expectation. And as I have that expectation, I'm going to continue to trust in the Lord at all times. Yeah. When we do that, can I tell you, you will be better prepared for what's ahead. Trust in the Lord at all times. 2021. My expectation is for God to continue to be God. All the way through to the end. No matter what the world does, no matter what the United States of America does, no matter what kind of laws, no matter what kind of circumstances, no matter what we have to face in 2021, the one thing that I am assured of is God will continue to be God all the way through. And with that, I need to trust in Him all the way through. Back over the book of 1 Kings in chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. One of God's great servants, Elijah. accomplished some great things. And then because of one event in his life, dealing with a wicked, wicked Jezebel, Elijah lost sight of God. And through a series of things, God worked in his life, but I want to take you to chapter 19 and verse 9. Even Elisha said, I don't even want to live anymore. God, take my life. But God was not finished with Elijah. He had not reached that point, that goal of completing what God had him to do. And so he was not ready for the prize. The mark is there, and we have to meet that mark. We have to hit that mark to be able to enjoy the prize along with accomplishing all that God would have us to accomplish. And so in 1 Kings in chapter 19, we find here that God directed Elijah. In verse 9 it says, "And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said," God led him to go to this Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. "And he got there and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah?" He had just followed the direction of God and he went to the Mount of God where he knew the presence of God would be. And we find that he's there and God says, "What dost thou here?" And he said, "I have been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away." A lot of negative things had been taking place right here, and Elijah was focused on the negative things instead of being focused on the God of all creation. And God, and he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount. So I brought you here. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind." What great power God presented to Elijah in him controlling the winds. The winds were so powerful that it was breaking the mountain, the stones. What great power. And yet God wasn't in the wind. He was in control of the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Elijah now is there and he's still confused and he's looking at the wrong things and all the destructions and all the things that have taken place. And God says, "Do you understand why you're here? And do you understand who I am? Observe." He allowed him to see the power of the wind beyond anything that possibly he had ever experienced before. And then at the very same time after that, he calmed that down and he said, the earthquake. God caused the entire earth to start rumbling and shaking. Elijah's experiencing it. And yet the Bible says, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. He was greater than that. He controlled the earth. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Now, I don't know exactly what he would experience. I mean, I can understand experiencing the wind that was so powerful that it would break the rocks. And I can understand the earthquake being so powerful that God actually shook the entire earth, if you would, for Elijah to experience this. And I can just imagine the kind of fire that must have been all around Elijah, the heat, like being in a furnace. And God calls the fire to be all around Elijah. But God was not in the fire. God was in control of the fire. And for Elijah, after the fire, a still, small voice. Can you imagine if you had been experiencing all that, what kind of fright, what kind of fear, what kind of emotions, what was going through his mind and everything else. And God says, with all that, I'm not going to even speak in a thundering voice. I'm going to speak in a voice that's going to calm you down and put things into perspective. If you know me, you can know what I can control. And there is comfort in knowing God and what God is able to control. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Yeah. Elijah, I brought you to this mount. I've allowed you to experience my glory, my power, and I've spoke to you in a very calming way. Do you know why you're here? Sometimes we got to stop and just realize God is going to be God all the way through to the end. Trust in the Lord at all times. Are you experiencing disastrous wind, your earth shaking, fire all around you? Know who God is. The very last book of the entire Bible, at the end of the book of Revelation, chapter 13, Jesus wanted the church to know, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." You can't get any greater than that. My expectations for 2021 is for God to continue to be God all the way through to the end. We need to expect Satan to continue to be our adversary. First Peter chapter 5. We have to know what we're up against. We have to be able to trust in God at all times as we come up against the greatest force outside of God that we'll face on this earth. And it is a real force. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary," And God reveals who our enemy, our adversary is, your adversary, the devil. And just to give you a little understanding of what he's trying to do, he is as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Expect Satan to continue to be my adversary. And because I know this, it can help me to do what it takes to defeat him. If you don't understand that there is a greater adversary than man, you will be devoured. Because you'll spend your time upset, angry, and fighting man. If you don't understand there's a greater adversary than government and world dictators and diseases, afflictions. If we don't understand there is a greater adversary than all these things, if we're not careful, we will stay focused on those things and we lose sight of the most important adversary, the one that we need to stand against, and that's the devil. Spiritual wickedness. In high places, will be devoured. But because I can expect Satan to continue to be my adversary until God places him in a place prepared by God to hold him for eternity. Because I know this, do what it takes to defeat him. Trust in the Lord. That's what it's going to take. At all times. Not whenever you just feel like it, but all the time. To be sober, disciplined. To be vigilant. Watchful, whom resists, stand against. But this is the key. Steadfast in the faith. Faith is trusting in God. At all times. In 2021, my expectation, expect the Bible to become more and more relevant to believers and less relevant. To the lost. We're seeing it right now. It's nothing new. If you don't believe in God, you're going in a totally different direction in life than those who do believe in God. And as we continue to see prophecy unfold before our very eyes, for the believer, the Bible becomes more and more relevant. Because we know that the evil will get worse and worse. And we'll see it. I guarantee you, we'll see it in 2021. But that's not going to be my focus. my focus is going to be trusting in the Lord at all times. In the book of Revelation and chapters 2 and 3, we find that John was instructed to write to the churches and write to the churches what God wanted the church to know. But in every situation, the most important thing that John was to write to the church to understand, in chapter 2 and verse 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To he that hath an ear, to he that believes in God, listen to the Bible, listen to God, because it's going to become more relevant as we get closer and closer to the end of all times. The Bible is the key to understanding our part, our race, our mark, our prize. Chapter, verse 11, Church of Smyrna, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In Pergamos, verse 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Thyatira, verse 29, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Chapter 3, Sardis, verse 6, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And then in the very last, the Laodicean, in verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. God says, as you go through whatever it is that we're going to have to go through, the Bible has to become more relevant. Listen. Open up your ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Lastly, this morning, 2021, expect yourself to live for God. As we trust in the Lord at all times, commit to living as God would have us to live. Titus chapter 2. Titus in chapter 2, and we'll close with this. My expectation, trust in the Lord at all times. Titus would write in chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us the standards for living, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, no matter what else is going on. To the church, he that hath an ear, let him hear. God has a purpose for your being here. God wants you to live this way, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, looking forward to seeing him, looking forward to the rapture, looking forward to the prize that's going to follow that, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. Stay focused on God. Expecting of yourself what God would expect of you. Expect of God what God has revealed he wants us to expect from him. Verse 8, he said this, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man." If there's any hope for those unbelievers to become believers, it's going to come by the testimony of God's people and God's church. It's profitable. It allows believers to experience a closer walk with God, and it's profitable for society to experience the love, the joy, and the peace that only Christ can give. Is 2021 going to be another 2020? No. Why? Because 2020's passed. I'm going to learn everything that I know that God would have me to learn that would draw me closer to him. I'm going to stay on course. And I'm going to have my expectations of God and myself. And as I have these expectations, I'm going to trust in the Lord at all times. Wow. What a commitment to a new year. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed this morning, think about that still small voice. What the Spirit of God would want you to take in from this message. We need it. We need it. Take it in. Apply it. Father, we bow before you this morning, and we do love you. Thank you, Lord God, for the church, our place of refuge, a place where we can come and hear truth because it's coming from the Bible, which will continue to become more and more relevant to all believers. I pray, God, that we would hear it, make whatever decisions based upon it. Bless now this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may